News Talk 1620 WTAW, Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeithen and the Bryan Police Department. A lot to get covered, and let's give some shout-outs to the folks in blue. Not only Bryan Police, but law enforcement everywhere. Been getting a lot of support in the recent weeks and been monitoring the Bryan Police Department's Twitter and Facebook, and seeing, in fact, as recent as this morning, the Bryan City Council giving y'all a resolution. And that's in addition to everything else y'all have received.
Yes, it's so heartwarming to get all the thank yous and the appreciations. And so keep them coming. You know, we love it. But I do want to give some specific thank yous to the St. Joseph Elementary School. Their kids had donuts and coffee for us Friday morning. So all we had to do was drive through, and they were, I mean, they were like coming in droves, and they were running up to us with coffee and sugar and cream and donuts, and it was just, it was a blast to hang out with the kids. And then that afternoon, the Back the Badge is a group of citizens who helped cook. They had a whole bunch of donations of food to them so that they could cook for us, and they delivered it to a lot of the agencies. And then a lot of us also went out there to eat, and they served over, you know, I would say hundreds of officers, you know, from Bryan, College Station, A&M, county, constables, I mean, you name it, they were there eating. I want to specifically thank Clifford Dorn, who helped organize that. He gave me a list of all the people that participated, and it's way too many to list, but I do want to thank all of them for cooking and prepping the food and serving it and then delivering it as well. The Primrose School of College Station had a book. One of the classes there made a book for us that each one of the students, you know, colored us a picture and wrote on there why they thanked police officers, and that was very heartwarming. And then, again, like you said, today, the City Council proclaimed October 6th, which is National Night Out, as Thank a Bryan Police Officer Day. So they're going to coordinate both of those and hope that everyone, you know, thanks us on October the 6th, and we're going to be out at all those National Night Out parties that day too. So,
in fact, let's just segue into National Night sure. Out, where there is still time to register those block parties.
Yes, the kickoff was last week, and it went really well. A lot of people came out and had a blast, and it's still time to register your party. As of yesterday, I checked, and we had about 20 block parties that were registered, so it's not too late. All you need to do is go to bryantx.gov and click on that National Night Out logo, and then there will be the application to fill out, and I think you can submit it online. Or if you have any questions and you want to call, you can contact our neighborhood enforcement team at 209-5539. Again, that's 209-5539.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, in addition to the fun, in addition to the shout-outs, there is business to be done, and you've issued a couple of news releases today, one involving several people being arrested for burglaries, and thanks to some observant folks about that.
Yes, you know, I always preach, if you see something suspicious, call it in. Well, this person did just that. Last night around, or early this, I guess, early in the morning, around 2:30 in the morning, they called in some suspicious activity at Z Islander. They saw someone getting into a toolbox on the in the back of a truck, and then they got into a vehicle. Well, we got a good enough description of that vehicle that when officers located it in around that complex, they were able to stop it. And we arrested three individuals, Sharon Hightower, Autra Maxie Howard, and Howard Horn, all of College Station. And inside their vehicle was a plethora of property, ranging from TVs to PlayStations to even a shotgun. So we were able to locate several owners. Some of them were in that complex, and they were charged. At that time, they've been charged with a theft of a firearm, three counts of burglary of motor vehicle, one count of attempted burglary of motor vehicle, and criminal trespass. We were able to return all the property to those individuals that we contacted that night, and we still had some property left over, so investigators are still looking into their activities that night and trying to locate the owners of the remaining property.
Which, off on a tangent, is a reminder to make sure you mark your property.
Definitely. I mean, some of that property we were able to confirm was theirs because they had their serial number, or they etched their property. So that stuff is very important in making sure that, you know, because all TVs, you know, 55-inch screen TVs look the same pretty much. So in order to be sure that it's yours, you need that serial number, or you need to etch some identifying number in onto that property.
In addition to those arrests, Brian, PD also announcing today multiple arrests following a joint law enforcement operation.
Yes, our criminal intelligence unit and drug enforcement teams have been investigating this group, I would say, at least 2 years that I know of. And so it was a very lengthy investigation. Well, yes, last Thursday, the district attorney's office did direct indictments, several direct indictments, and we gathered a group of people. It included our intelligence unit, drug enforcement team, direct deployment team, as well as College Station PD and DPS and FBI Safe Streets Task Force. They all collaborated together, and we went out and served a lot of those direct indictments and were able to arrest six people.
And the types of charges involved there?
They were all charged with organized criminal activity involving narcotics trafficking and criminal prison and street gangs.
And we'll have that information on our website to list the people who were arrested in that. Let's wrap up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but this week our traffic unit is going to be focusing on some stop sign violations in the at South Traditions. And there's two intersections in that subdivision, at South Traditions and HSC Parkway, and then South Traditions and Club Drive. We've gotten numerous complaints of people running those stop signs, so we will be looking at those this week. Slow down and stop at those stop signs.
As well as all stop signs everywhere.
Exactly.
And that's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.